You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast. We've got two Irish fixtures today from Limerick and Navan. We'll be taking a look at the Navan card on this edition, but you'll hear bits from both meetings on William Hill Racing Radio today from 12:10 p.m. with Darren Owen, John Budden and Paddy Aspel in the studio. Alongside the two Irish cars, we've got Sandown and Foss Last domestically, but it's a really good card today in Navan. And joining myself, Sam Norris, on this edition is Mr. Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Sam. Morning. Very well, yes, thank you.
Yeah, a couple of shorties in there today, Andy, but a real bit of quality on offer as well.
Yeah, every race isn't a betting race, is it? Let's face it, we learn a lot in this game, particularly the early part of the jump season. And, you know, with the thoughts of Cheltenham, not only at the Paddy Power Meter coming, obviously we cast our thoughts towards March next year, and we're looking at one or two of these horses already strutting their stuff in the early part of the campaign, the likes of Tycoon Prince, Arctic Fire, and then we've got the Fortuna Chase, of course, which contains quite a few horses that are likely to be playing their trade at festivals later on in the year. And I think one of the most intriguing races of the day, actually, Sam, is the 3:25, of which Kitten Rock makes his eagerly awaited chasing debut, along with a few others as well that have got quite a bit of promise.
Yeah, that's right. An absolutely fantastic card then today, littered with top quality names throughout. We'll start with the 12:40 race though, Andy. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 mile and 7 furlongs. Russian Regent heads affairs here at 4-1. Shamanix is 5-1. 11-2 about the Informer. Divine Rhapsody is 6-1. It's 7-1 for Fenice Mole and double figure prices for the rest of them. Russian Regent rated 1-3-2 over fences. Is he a player here over hurdles?
You'd have to say off his mark, but the one slight negative for me would be the ground. In my opinion, this horse is a slightly better horse on a better ground. I know he has won on soft before everyone sort of screams at their devices. And he ran well last time out on good ground at Aintree. Obviously, this is a race which Gordon Elliott found a reasonable chink in the programme book, and he's looking to exploit it with Jack Kennedy on board as well. But there are plenty of other horses in this race that I think make just as much appeal, if not more, at their odds. And I tipped a horse called Notification last week down in Cork, and this horse ran right up to his best form, in my opinion. Bumped into a horse in the shape of Perfect Woman, who's right on top of her game at the moment. And certainly there's no disgrace in this horse chasing home Mickey Winter's in-form mare. At the time, the race is good, and prior to that, it also posted a good number down in Listowel as well. The key to this horse is plenty of soft ground. If they get plenty of rain over in Ireland, which they're forecast to do, I mean, we've already got rain over here, then the ground could soften up in this horse's favour. So at the prices this morning, I'm looking at around 7 or 8 to 1 for Notification, which seems quite big in my eyes. I'm going for another solid run from William Cronin's 11-year-old.
Notification then for Andy in the opening contest at 12:40. Race number 2 comes up at 1:10. This is a Grade 3 novice hurdle over 2 miles. Tycoon Prince is the 8-13 favourite here. Thomas Hobson is 5-2. 8-1 Archive. 3 stars is 12s. And the 40-1 outsider is Bill Boucher. A decent field here, including the latest offering from Rich Ritchie in the shape of Thomas Hobson. But it's Tycoon Prince who's all the rage this morning, Andy.
Yeah, he's a gorgeous horse, isn't he, Tycoon Prince? He reminds me very much of quite a few of Gordon Elliott's in the past. Big, strong, rangy types, built like Don Cossack, or probably more in keeping with No More Heroes' physique. No More Heroes obviously made up into a 2.5-stroke 3-mile horse, and I think he'll make a career over fences as well. And this horse has been made for, really. And I don't think we'll see the best of Tycoon Prince until he does jump a fence, perhaps next season. But for now, he's certainly done nothing wrong in all his 4 starts so far. Well, actually 5 starts, he got beat on debut, of course, but we'll concentrate on the 4 victories. They came at Galway Ferry House Nace, and of course, Punchestown on his seasonal reappearance, and that was over hurdles as well, where his technique was good, although he did jump to his left, suggesting that maybe it might be better going left-handed on a more regular basis, and that, of course, is what he faces here today. With the ground easing all the time, it's definitely into this horse's favour, and he probably just might move away from the prospects of Thomas Hobsbawm causing a little bit of a shock, because I think he wants better ground, and certainly he's going to have to jump better than he did on debut and at Galway when winning. I think his technique's definitely under scrutiny. And with that in mind, I think if you're looking to have a bet without the favourite, maybe the underestimated or continually underestimated Archive might just prove that he's capable of supplying Jiggingstown with a 1-2 here, because Ewan Griffiths' charge lowered the colours of a good horse called Disco the other day down in Galway, weaving quite quite comfortably in the end. And given that Nolmeet's charge absolutely hacked up yesterday at Nace, that form's quite good. Of course, this horse is fifth in the Champion Bumper as well at the Aintree Festival behind Barters Hill. So he's no back number, Archive, and he shouldn't be underestimated, as I said. So maybe if you didn't want to take a short price about Tycoon Prince, the likely winner, you might want to look at Archive without the favourite.
Okay, looking towards the pro race card then for Andy in that 110 event, Archive without the favourite, Tycoon Prince. We'll move ahead to the 140, and this is a Grade 2 hurdle over 2.5 miles, and Arctic Fire heads affairs here at 8-15, 3-1 for Monksland. Plinth is 10-1, Tagliatelle a 12s chance, and it's 14-1 about Carlingford Lock. Arctic Fire twice chased home for Heen last year. Looks to be closing in at Cheltenham, but then was well beaten at Punchestown. Does that remain the best form on offer?
Oh yeah, without shadow of a doubt. I think he's going to be a big money spinner for Connections in most of the 2.5 mile races in over in Ireland this season. I think Connections will probably look to avoid Faheen as and when they can, but he's certainly one that's going to pick up a hell of a lot of prize money. He saw the champion's backside on more than one or two occasions last year, and he might well have won at Aintree, of course, had he not tipped up at the last. Of course, that was very much conjecture whether he would have beaten Jetski or not, but he ran right up to his best form on his last start at Punchestown, and basically he's just got loads of speed, and he's got a lot, it's far too much class really for the rest of them here. I am, however, a big fan, and always have been, of Monksland. And it wouldn't surprise me if this Nolmeet horse pushed him to a certain degree here, because he's always been held in the highest regard, this 8-year-old son of Beneficial, but he's been such a fragile horse over the years. He's been very difficult to kind of keep together and to keep in one piece. But when he does run up to his best form, and we saw glimpses of that last season, he's a really talented individual, and it wouldn't surprise me if he was to win a big pot this year. Whether it's first time up over 2.5 miles is open to debate, but it's certainly one worth bearing in mind, Monksland. I don't think we've quite seen the best of him yet, but it has to be Arctic Fire, barring accidents. I'd imagine that Willie Mullins probably left a little bit to work with, but even so, he should be good enough here.
Arctic Fire then for Andy, but a favourable mention for the second five, Monksland as well. It's the 2.15 next up for us, then a 2-mile handicap hurdle, this one. Brock Style is your 5-1 favourite here. Mighty Concord, 11-2. 13-2 for Rocky Court. Beckwith Star is an 8-1 chance, along with Ancient Sands and Noble King. And then it's 14s bar those. A bit more of an open look to this race, Andy.
Yeah, but that said, I quite like one in this race. Fairly strongly, actually. I'd almost suggest this is probably one of the best betting opportunities for us on the podcast today, because a lot of the races prior to that and after are littered with short price favourites. And I do think Ancient Sands will run a really nice race here. Of course, John Keeley's inherited this horse from Joanna Morgan, of course, no longer trains. But this horse still runs in the same colours. And what I've seen so far on the flat of Ancient Sands so far this season suggests that he certainly retains quite a bit of decent quality about him. He was a good 12th the last day we saw him in the November handicap at Leopardstown. But that doesn't really tell the whole story. He was last turning into the home straight, but he did not finish his race off very eye-catchingly, and he went through the line very strongly. He didn't get the clearest of runs either down the lane. He only got beat since six lengths against some very good horses. So he's obviously in very good nick. He's got some good form over hurdles and over fences, but more predominantly over the smaller obstacles. And he's quite well handicapped here. Ground, well, he's fairly flexible. I think good to yielding will be fine, but if it rained, he shouldn't be too bad. He has got form on soft ground as well. But all in all, I think his chances are far greater than his price this morning. And at 8-10-1, if you shop around, I don't think you go too far wrong back in Ancient Sands each way.
Ancient Sands then for Andy, getting the vote in the 2.15. The next race on the card comes up at 2.50. This is a Grade 2 chase over 2 miles, and Special Tiara heads affairs here for Henry de Bromhead. He's 2-1. 11-4 about Twin Lights. Hidden Cyclone 100-30. 11-2 for Bright New Dawn. Days Hotel is 8-1. And Fleming Star is the outside of the party at 20-1. Special Tiara obviously placed in the Queen Mother last year and then went on to win in Grade 1 company at Sandown last term, but does take on some useful types here.
Yeah, most notably, this horse for me always seems to go well in the spring. And for that reason, I'd certainly pass over Special Tiara, particularly as he's a very short price. And He also got beat fair and square in this race last year, indicative of the fact that he often needs a run or two just to blow away the cobwebs, and he's probably best on good ground in the spring, as I said. But Twin Light's very much the opposite. He always comes good in the early part of the season, then sometimes his campaign does tend to tail off a bit, albeit he did win at the Fairy House Festival last year. But for the last two seasons, he's won first time out, and we know he goes really well on a left-handed track with plenty of cuts in the ground, and I thought he was really good at when he won this race last year. He jumped and travelled really well, as is in keeping with his run style. Ruby Walsh kept him wide of the field and went all the way around the outside. And in the home straight, he was always going better than the rest. Days Hotel was also involved in that race. It was hard to see him turning the form around. If there is going to be a little bit of a surprise at sorts, albeit not a massive one, he's a Hidden Cyclone bouncing back to his best form. To be fair to Shark Hamlin, I thought he made a complete and utter horlicks of this horse's career last season. He looked as though he was very much a champion chase horse when he slaughtered a good field at Punchestown last year. But for some bizarre reason, unbeknown to everyone in the racing game, Shark Hamlin then decided to run him in the Ryanair at the Cheltenham Festival, which ended up being an absolute disaster because given the way that the champion chase panned out, I think he would have gone very close to winning that. He got the kind of like wheels back on at Punchestown behind Felix Younger, but definitely he should have had a much better campaign than he did. Recovery mission this season is obviously in the offing, but he's getting on a bit now and he's kind of like running out of chances, but he's a very talented horse, Hidden Cyclone. But on this occasion, first time up, I'm going to stick with last year's winner, Twin Light.
Twin Light for Andy then for the combination of William Mullins and Ruby Walsh. The penultimate race on today's card then from Navan comes up at 3.25. One of the shortest prices of the day. It's Kit and Rock at 1-3 here for JP McManus. 11-2 Blair Perrone. Sizing Titanium is 9-1. 12-1 Rogue Trader and 20s or bigger the rest. It's all about this Kit and Rock, isn't it? And he wasn't disgraced in the champion hurdle last term. I know there'll be a good few people excited to see him on his fences debut.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Edward O'Grady hasn't had a proper Grade 1 horse for quite a while now. Tranquil Sea was probably the pick of them several years ago. But in the shape of Kitten Rock, he's got a horse that could take him to the heights over fences. He certainly wasn't bad over hurdles. He won a Grade 3 and a Grade 2 last year. And he was thought good enough and held in enough regard to run in the champion hurdle itself. And one or two fancied him to run a nice race. And he did, run up to a certain degree of expectation there, finishing 6 behind 14. He just wasn't quite good enough. But that's basically where we lie with this horse. And I think Edward O'Grady knows his onions, doesn't he? He knows that he's not going to be beating the likes of Arctic Fire and Faheen and, obviously, up until then, Hurricane Fly and Home Soil. So he's thinking, well, I might as well try and make a Grade 1 horse out of him over fences. Whether he takes the game is obviously open to anyone's... is open to debate, but he's got plenty of size and scope. He's got a good technique over hurdles, so there's no real reason why he won't jump a fence. And he should really, class-wise, take this race with a clear round. But this is a very intriguing race beyond him. We're not suggesting we should get stuck in here at 1-3. I think a lot of people were just looking at this race either without the favourite or just making a few notes of the ones that in behind that run well. And I'll certainly be keeping my eye on two here in the view to the future. Sizing Titanium, a typical Jim Draper horse, a gorgeous stamp of an individual, managed to win on his final start here at this track over 2 miles on heavy ground. And he'd run well the time before as well at the same track. So he obviously goes well around here. But in keeping with the yard's tradition, fences is definitely going to be his game. I think he'll be much better over 2.5-3 miles down the line. But if you're looking for a bet without a favourite, he's certainly one I'd keep an eye on. And also Rogue Trader as well, another lovely horse by Milan. Used to be trained by Charlie Swan, but he's obviously no longer got a licence. And Tom Taff has inherited quite a nice 6-year-old. Again, I think another horse would be better over 2.5 miles further down the line. But he's also one worth keeping in mind. So I think Kitten Rock will probably win, of course. But like I say, if you're looking to bet without the favourite, you've got a couple of options there with Sizing Titanium or Rogue Trader.
OK, Andy putting a couple forward then in that 3.25. The final race on the card today in Navan comes up at 4 o'clock. We close with a 2-mile bumper where Robin Time is your even money favourite this morning. 5-2 by Allenstown Kid. Beyond the obvious is 7-1. 10-1 for Antimatter and its bigger prices for the rest of them. What are your thoughts on the closer, Andy?
Yeah, one of the nicest horses running today here in the last race, although he hasn't won yet, is Robin Time. Again, in keeping with a lot of horses we're talking about here today, his future very much lies over hurdles and fences further down the line. But for now, he's just a lovely horse to look at. I just think he's a bit weak and a bit backward, and he still hasn't quite matured yet. But as time goes on, I think he'll certainly win plenty of races. And he was just a bit unlucky like the other day at Wexford. First of all, I think the track was too tight for him. And second of all, he got beat by a horse of Paul Nolan's called Tuzo. I think it's going to be quite useful this season as well. But He should have too much quality for this lot. Bit of money this morning floating around for Gillian Callaghan's charge. Allenstown kid who won a point, finished second in a point to point. Don't know much about him, but obviously he finished second to York Hill, who obviously went on to make into a good bumper horse for William Unwin's last season. So he's got to be respected. But Robin Tyne's already had a run, and I think this galloping track will suit him better than Wexford.
Robin Tyne then in the 4 o'clock four. Andy, just remind us please one more time of your thoughts for a good day's racing at Navan.
Yeah, do keep an eye on the weather this morning. It's currently good to yielding. But they did have 8 millimetres of rain this morning and further range expected. So that's obviously going to get a little bit softer as the day continues. It certainly won't go against the horses I picked today. Notification in the first should be fine on it. I expect Tycoon Prince to win the 110, but Archive without the favourite if you're looking for a bet. Similar comments apply for Arctic Fire in the 140. He should justify favouritism. My best bet and my value bet on the card has to be Ancient Sands at double figure quotes in the 215. I'll take Twin Light to win the race, the 40-year chase back to back. In the 325, a really intriguing beginner's chase in prospect with Kitten Rock making his eagerly awaited chasing debut. But do keep an eye on the bottom two there, Rogue Trade and Sizing Titanium. And Robin Tyne, I think, will be much better suited to this track than the tight contours of Wexford last time.
Andy Holding's thoughts then ahead of the action on Sunday at Navan. Remember to tune in to William Hill Racing Radio from 12:10. We've got Navan, Limerick, Fosslass and Sandown on the agenda. And it's Darren Owen, John Budden and Paddy Aspel who will be in the studio. Thank you very much for joining me this morning on the podcast, Andy, and best of luck today at Navan.
Thanks very much, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.